Hey, you unqualified parents. Our mixer is being fixed right now, so we could not record a new episode. Instead, we have this episode that we recorded a couple years ago but never released, so it's a little outdated, but the information's not. So we still hope that you enjoy it, and hopefully our mixer will be back next week for a brand new episode.
This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Cody.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My microphone sounds like shit.
Well, that's what happens when you forget it.
I was too busy doing podcast stuff. I didn't even eat dinner.
Oh.
I had a handful of Oreos on the way over.
You want a roll? You want do you want an apple?
I'll be okay.
You want a ice cream?
I'll be all right.
You want a cookie?
I'll be good. I can't eat that shit. Do you know what this episode's about?
Weight loss.
Let's
as a parent.
Physical.
Boo.
I want to get less fat because I'm a fat ass.
You're so huge.
Well, my shoulder surgery didn't work in February, so it's been really hard to work out. And then I just had neck surgery, and I can't do shit for like 12 weeks.
And then you dove on the ground recently.
Yeah. Yeah, we were at the skate park. And I didn't want my daughter's skateboard to go into the bowl, so I dove after it. And landed on my knee and my shoulder and jacked my neck. It was rough.
How you feeling?
A little sore.
You gonna go to the doctor?
No.
Your neck looks better.
I know.
It looks less of a gash and more of a...
I hate that word gash. Come over here. Let me see your gash.
Well, that just sounds dirty.
Oh, she showed up and she had the biggest gash. Biggest gash I ever saw.
It's nasty.
Oh, my microphone. All right. I got to apologize in advance to everybody. I was playing around with podcast stuff at home, didn't look at the time, realized I had like 15 minutes to get here to record the episode, and I forgot my microphone. So I'm recording it on a microphone like you'd find in a karaoke bar on this fucking wiggly snake thing that Jen has. So we're going to see how the audio of this works out, but already it's like, all over the board.
Sweet.
Yay.
I'm gonna sound so good.
So good. Well, this is our fat episode.
Yep. Our
so
stop being
there,
fat and start being not fat episode.
You're out there and you feel fat, don't. And that's all we got for you today.
Good night.
See you later. Well, Jen, I think the title of it was Weight Loss Facts. Not fads. With
yes.
A D.
Yes.
Not
facts. Not fads. Yes.
Fads. There's a lot of bullshit out there.
Yeah. There's always like remember the fat-free diet, and then they were putting a bunch of chemicals in food, and there's always some sort of fad going on. Right now it's keto. When you listen to this, it could be. And there's nothing wrong with keto. I'm not saying that. Calm down, you keto tears.
Keto, paleo eaters.
Yeah.
Toddler food eaters. There's a baby
vegans.
Food diet right now.
There is?
No.
Oh.
But the fact that you thought there might be,
totally would
that's how
it.
Messed up the whole industry is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
So but, I have a list of some of the fad food diets, which again, if these diets work for you, that's great. But I'm going to tell you the magic secret.
Well, hang on.
Whoa.
Why are we doing a weight loss thing on a parenting podcast?
Because in the last 3 months, I've gained 5 pounds.
Nice.
Yay. And I want to lose it. So I've been trying to get more in the mindset of getting back to where I was.
Ew.
But I'd maintained it for like after I had the baby. It took me like 8 months to get the baby weight off. And I'd maintained it for like a year.
That's really good.
And then I got a new job and I've been... like snacking throughout the day, which does not make you feel full, and then you end up just eating over because you're so hungry because you're only eating sugar.
You're just eating a whole bunch of shit.
Yep.
I think weight loss is extremely important to parenting. We are training little adults.
Yeah.
And what they see, they mimic. And if they see me eating a handful of Oreos on the way to Jen's house to record the podcast episode as my dinner, they might get the wrong idea and just eat garbage. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to be able to keep up with your kids. You want to take them to the skate park and be able to dive after their skateboard and not pay for it for a week like
or,
I'm going to.
Or not have a heart attack in your 50s.
Yeah. There was a while back, it was before I started working with you, I had started to gain a lot of weight. And it started really kind of coming evident in pain in my knee, in my back. I wasn't going hiking with my daughter. We weren't skiing as much as we were. And it wasn't until you started giving me a whole bunch of shit about how I eat a Costco muffin that I started to think about what I'm putting in my body.
Oh, Costco muffin. Yeah, I remember when you first started at my work, you were you weren't fat,
just,
but you were heavier
just
for sure.
Get in my belly.
But you've lost it and maintained since then.
I have
then.
Not maintained.
Well, you've fluctuated.
Quite a bit.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I want to say back when I was at my most depressed, I was almost at 160, and I'm like 185 now. It's a big fucking swing.
Really?
But I haven't been able to work out.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to
but
do
anything.
But
it's not all about working out, because I lost that weight without working out because I had a baby. I was like so busy all the time that I felt like I still can't find time to work out.
I just eat a lot of shit at night.
So I'm going to tell everyone the secret to losing weight.
It's easy.
It's only one thing.
It's easy.
It's called psycho. It's C-I.
I thought it was pronounced sicko.
Oh, no. Is this going to be another GIF argument?
Yeah.
Psycho's more fun.
Sicko's fun, too.
I'll give you that. We're qualified. Anyway, C-I-C-O.
Cody is constantly overweight.
No, it's calories in versus calories out. If your calories in are more than they are out, you will gain weight.
You gotta go potty. You gotta poop them.
Yeah, if you want to do the laxative diet and puke and, you know, whatever, that seems a bit extreme.
That is what I've been on after my surgery. They gave me these poop pills. Holy fuck, I thought I blew my ass off. It was rough. Like, Mikel and Aubrey, like, they didn't laugh. They were kind of worried. And they're just like, you okay? And I was like, yeah, I think my ass fell off.
Like, did they hear it? Or like, what?
I was surprised the porcelain held. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you take your ADD pills today, Cody?
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
But they usually wear off about 8 o'clock.
So we're going to change the podcast time to 7.
Yep.
So calories in, calories out. You have to be eating less than you're using.
Laws of thermodynamics.
That's it. So I have this chart that talks about the common diet names. There's the low carb, where it's eating fewer carbs and more foods rich in fat, protein and fat. A lot like keto. The reason why these work so well, because fat and protein makes you feel so full. So full.
Not only that, if you look into like the history of like weight loss, there's this whole like fat free thing that's been going around that's total bullshit. Fat does not make you fat.
No, it doesn't.
Sugar makes you fat.
Yes, and overeating makes you fat.
Looking for fat free isn't going to do you anything. Limit your sugar.
And calories.
I lost most of my weight because I just cut out pop and candy.
What's sad is that I had been like going to the gym for years. Like I maintained pretty good, but I'd always fluctuate like 10 pounds off and on my whole life. And I like it took me really researching to realize that all calories are three things, and it's carbs, fat, protein. There's only 1/4 macro, and that's alcohol.
Yeah,
and you should usually you should usually count those as carbs if you're going to be doing
carbs.
Any of the diet stuff.
If you've ever looked at how any alcohol is made, it starts as a big old
potato
pile of just carbs.
Yeah. So one thing that I like to do is intermittent fasting, which is on this list. It's getting more popular lately.
I think it is. There's been a few documentaries on Netflix about it.
Oh, really? I haven't even watched those.
Yeah, and there's been a few kind of high-profile stars that talk about it on Instagram and Twitter, so it's really kind of taken off.
So intermittent fasting is where you restrict your eating period to a few hours a day. So a lot of people do 16-8, where they don't eat for 16 hours. This includes sleeping. And they eat for 8. So like from 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's your eating window.
See, I do the inverse. I eat for 16. And then I don't.
That's not intermittent fasting. That's normal life. So there's the low fat, obviously. There's Weight Watchers, which is a point system, which again, it creates a calorie deficit. All of these things, paleo, they create a caloric deficit. All of them. It just... pick your poison and don't make it be a fad.
Which poison is a really good weight loss program because you just throw up a lot.
Yeah, so, you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the Drano diet.
Got this. This is so annoying. So the reason why it's facts, not fads, is because if you pick something that you think, I'm going to be on the keto diet, I'm going to be gluten-free until I lose this weight, and then slowly go back to normal, you're going to gain all your weight back. You have to do something that you can do for the rest of your life.
You know, I've seen a lot of people in my family struggle by going from diet to diet to diet. And I think the problem is they're relying on the diet, but they're not actually doing a lifestyle change.
Yeah, it has to be forever. And like intermittent fasting, what's awesome is you can do 24, where you don't eat for 20 hours and you eat 4 hours.
And you just stuff it in your
face.
So
if you want a nacho, like a nachos, if you want nachos.
Would you like a nachos?
I will take a marijuana, please. Nachos, or I've like sometimes when I do OMAD, one meal a day, I'll go to this ice cream parlor that's local and I'll get like the biggest fucking ice cream sundae you've ever seen with fries on the side. And that's all I eat all day. Starve all day and I'll go to eat something and be like, ooh, but I'm going to have that ice cream sundae eater later and I'll eat it all too. Whole thing and it's amazing. So you can still like just make the diet work for you. If you still want to eat those crappy foods, you're going to have to adjust in other areas.
I'm trying to think, because I do intermittent fasting intermittently. I'll usually have, I can't start a day without my Red Bull, but I'm on sugar-free, so it's only 5 calories. But I'll nurse that all day, and then I'll eat dinner, and then I'll eat like a second dinner, and then I'll have dessert. And then dessert from the dessert, and then like a late night treat in bed.
That's not intermittent fasting.
Well, because I'm not eating.
It sounds like you're snacking most of the day.
No, that's like after work, like
from
dinner to like bedtime.
Okay.
But I mean, I go to bed at like 2 a.m. So
the
it's
coffee
like,
is a really good for intermittent fasting.
I can't do coffee.
I do dirty fasting. I allow myself, I know, I'm so dirty. I allow myself 30 calories in that window, that 16 hour window. And I use it on coffee. And I drink 2 coffees because if you get the sugar-free creamer, you can have like, yeah.
Folks, I've seen her cut a Tic Tac in half to hit her calorie goals.
Shut up, Cody. Another thing it is discipline. If you want to have a cheat meal or a cheat whatever, fit it in. I still track when I eat the nachos and the ice cream sundae. Sometimes I go over by like 600 calories, but I make sure I've gone under the days before. Don't earn it after. This isn't I'm going to give you $5 before you clean your bedroom. No, you clean your bedroom. Then you get the $5. You save up those calories, then you spend them the next day.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, if you just eat them beforehand...
You're not going to fucking do it, you disgusting pig.
Yeah,
we know you, you piece of shit.
Son of a bitch.
Put down the fork.
We're going to have to cut all that. It felt good, though, didn't it? fuck ass, bitch!
It's all the things I tell myself when I'm staring at a donut.
Really? I tell my this is the thought process that goes through my head. I'm just not gonna look at my belly today. That's it. I just won't look at my reflection in the mirror.
I've been to my like goal weight, and now that I'm, even though I'm almost there again, like I'm not that far off. I'm just trying to catch it beforehand. But being at that goal where you feel good about yourself, where you like how your clothes fit, where you look in the mirror and be like, "All right, all right, it's okay." It feels way better than any donut's gonna taste.
That feeling of looking in the mirror and like catching yourself with like a second glass, and you're like, "What's up, sexy?" I haven't experienced that in a while.
So you need this episode then.
I do need
just like
this
me.
Yeah, I've really fallen off the wagon.
Yeah, sometimes I'll still have a donut for breakfast because my work has them a lot, but I count the calories.
She counts them one by one.
I
it's
do.
Weird.
I like lick it. One, two.
One? How many licks does it take to get the center of a donut?
Do you have tips on your end?
Do I have tips?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing tips and I was doing tech.
Tech?
Tech.
What's tech on weight loss?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now. I use tech.
There it is, folks. The co-host, Jen. Are all of your tips done?
Yeah. What? I mean, it sucks because that's all it is. It's like count. It's calories and count them.
It really is. When my wife and I, we both lost about 30 pounds, we got asked by a family member, what's your trick? What's your secret? Like, oh, we just count our calories.
And then immediately people are like, oh, I don't want to do that.
She's like, oh, no.
That's
no,
too much work. Like, hey, but that's all it is.
So maybe we should jump into the tech.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I don't have a sound bite for this. Let's do like a tech sound. Cody's Tech Corner. That was cool.
That was good.
That was really cool.
We're going to keep it.
So I sat down with a list and I was going to like review all these apps for weight loss and fitness and do all this thing. And I realized as I was going through this list of apps that I only use three. That's it.
Three?
I don't need any more than that.
I use one.
Well, I use one for my food, and then I use two for working out.
Oh.
But honestly, the only app you need, it's the most, I don't know, download-worthy tool that you can put on
your
phone.
Can I guess what it is?
I'll give you two guesses.
Jeffit?
Nope.
I give up.
My Fitness Pal.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, you said for working out. I used that one for food.
I said I use one for food and then two for working out.
Are we fighting?
Yes, we're fighting right now.
Is this the first podcast fight?
Jeez, son of a bitch.
Cut
Fuck.
It. Cut it all out.
No, I'm not marking that. I'm leaving that in. You can deal with that one. But yeah, the only tool you need is MyFitnessPal. It's free. They've got some premium options. Don't do them. You don't need to spend
no,
any money.
I've had a couple people try them out and be like, eh.
So I'm on like a beta program where I get to test all their premium features and like new stuff.
For MyFitnessPal?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I've been on there for like 3 years. Where's my beta?
The thing is, I'm really attractive. Like, really attractive.
That's true. I'm pretty hideous.
I literally just emailed them a picture of me in like a Speedo. And they were like, fuck, let's get him on our beta program because he needs to drop
sponsor
a couple
that
hundred pounds.
Guy.
It helps if you're really hairy too. But seriously, download MyFitnessPal. They've got it on Android, iOS.
Or wherever you get your
podcasts. Moses had it with his stone tablets. Folks, it's really easy. Download it. You input your info. Your height, your weight, your age, your activity level, and that's probably where you need to be most honest.
Oh, I have to say,
this is the most all over the fucking shit episode.
I know. I apologize so much. I'm tired.
This is our ADD episode. Anyways, create your profile. You can either do it through their website or you can do it through the app. Put in all your info. Be real honest about your activity level during the day. almost everybody qualifies as sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody. I don't care if you get up and you go for a jog every morning.
I don't care if you're like a teacher on your feet, if you're a lunch lady.
Fucking Usain Bolt. Okay, well, he's probably a little bit up there.
He's in lightly sedentary. Active.
Yeah, that guy doesn't do a damn thing all day. Just be honest. It'll give you a kind of like a starting calorie goal to hit. Don't change this. Leave it. And just get used to logging your calories. Don't worry about hitting a goal at first. Just get in the habit of logging your foods.
And pay attention to serving size. Like if you look at a can of tomatoes.
Wow. Yep. Honey, I'm eating a can of tomatoes tonight. I'm on a diet.
What's a can of something that people eat?
Oh, Jen.
If you look at a can of SpaghettiOs or something that should be a normal one serving size, beefaroni, you know. The can. We're going to have to start this fucking episode over. Okay. If you look at a can of something you'd normally think is a single serving, it's usually like 2.5 serving size. So even if you scan the can, make sure you're doing the whole can if that's what you're eating.
I haven't even got to the scanner part yet, Jen.
All right, I'll just shut up.
Are we still fighting? All right. Start logging your foods. It becomes really easy because they have this cool built-in scanner that will scan the barcodes of the food you put in.
Like what?
Like maybe a can of tomatoes.
Oh.
Pay close attention to the serving size. It's amazing how many foods advertise 2 grams of sugar per serving, and there's 50 servings in the can. It's amazing.
Or even ramen. Who shares ramen?
Yeah.
Nobody.
And it's not even it's like 2.3.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Just make a one. We're all eating one.
And it's like, for less sodium, use less of the seasoning packet. That's disgusting. Yeah. I want all the sodium.
No one does that. Give me that cancer packet. Box of Oreos says there's 15 servings in there. That's 3, sir. That is 3 servings of Oreos. Anyways. As you start logging your food, it'll take you maybe a week of being really good, doing it every meal, doing it every time you eat something, and you're going to realize something really quick. You eat just about the same food every week.
You think that you have variety, but you really don't.
You don't. You're boring as shit. Yeah, that's right. You're not as exciting as you thought you were.
You don't have time to come up with new recipes or go shopping for stuff you might not like.
Corn dogs, macaroni cheese, and PB&J. And guess what? That's what you eat. You eat the same shit all the time. At first, I thought it was going to be totally tedious. It's not. Once it's in there, it's in there. Not only that, but most restaurants are in there with verified ingredients and foods. Super easy. So just get used to logging your foods. Once you've done that for a week or two, the app's going to learn you. And it's going to become a lot easier. And then you can start try hitting your goals.
You can also save. You can also save recipes and meals.
Yeah, if you use a recipe app like Copy Me That or All Recipes, you can copy and paste the URL for your recipe. It'll import your ingredients. It'll figure out serving size. It makes it super easy to use.
You know what I did 2 years ago? Hmm. I logged my entire Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
So then, actually 3 years ago, so the last 2 years, just plugged that in, made some minor. You eat the same thing for the everybody does.
And then 2 hours later, Jen emerged from the kitchen and dinner was over and everyone was asleep. And she's like, what's going on?
But now I don't ever have to do it again because it's saved. So every Thanksgiving, I just type in Thanksgiving.
So MyFitnessPal works with tons of other apps. This sounds like a fucking ad of like an episode.
Our sponsor this week is MyFitnessPal.
MyFitnessPal, get it online.
It's your friend.
This really does sound like an ad. This is all this is. Folks, just keep listening. MyFitnessPal will work with your Apple Watch, any Android Wear that you have, Fitbit. So you can track your steps. You can track your calories burned during exercise. So I use two other apps with it. I use Wahoo Fitness.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So Wahoo creates a line of like heart rate trackers, monitors. They have like a cadence monitor for my bike, a speedometer for my bike. And so when I work out, I just use the Wahoo Fitness app, start my workout, it tracks my calories, it tracks my heart rate. When I'm done, it automatically sends it to my Fitness Pal. Now, the important thing that I think Jen touched on, do not eat those fucking calories. You just spent 45 minutes at the goddamn gym watching that guy use the fucking bench press wrong because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing while you're on the machine. And all you can look at is Fox News because no one knows how to change the goddamn channel. Don't eat those calories. You suffered.
Or, leave those like, calories if alone. You're starving, just have a fun-sized Snickers.
Hungry? Why wait?
Exactly.
Another ad. Snickers. Fuck, we're going to make so much money off this
so
episode.
So much money. Finally.
The next app I use with Wahoo Fitness is my watch.
Your Apple Watch?
Nope, my Android watch.
Good.
And it tracks my steps. It tracks how many flights of stairs I climb.
It listens to his conversations. It reports them to the government.
It tells me I'm sexy and beautiful. Yeah, that's it. That's all I use. I had a list of about 13 apps that I was going to go through and review, and I realized you don't need them.
No.
You don't need to spend money to lose weight.
And you don't have to work out. I mean, you can, and it's easier, and it feels better, because energy really does beget energy. Once you start, like, you have energy throughout your day. You're not as tired. It feels amazing, and I need to get back on it, because I miss that feeling. I miss feeling hyper. It was so fun.
I actually had, like, a withdrawal the other day of having that endorphin rush after finishing a workout. I can't do fucking anything for 12 weeks
because
of my goddamn neck.
It's dumb.
Oh, it's killing me. But yes, if someone tells you, no, I can't lose weight. No,
I don't have time to go to the gym. Or,
oh yeah, who has time to go to the gym?
Or I've been eating keto, but I'm just not losing the weight.
I want you to understand that they put people in the hospital, people on comas, and they will get them to lose weight. Why they just fucking lay in bed? By just monitoring their food intake.
You said people on comas.
I'm on comas. My dealer hooked me up with some sweet comas.
8 a day.
What do you call it? In a coma?
Yes, you're in a coma.
Okay.
Okay.
If there's people in a coma, then it's me. Thanks, Jen.
Hey, I had to do preventative maintenance. We all know who would have reported that one.
Yeah. Steve. Anyways, I was looking at another one. There's a lot of ads going around for one called Noom. I don't know if you've looked into that at all.
Mm-mm.
They have these commercials where they show everyday people and they're really honest. They're like, you know, I really struggle with losing weight. And over the past month, I've lost 3 pounds, which as far as advertising goes,
that's super honest.
I have to like fucking applaud them.
Yeah.
If there's anything out there that tells you it's clinically tested and approved, it's not. That's a marketing scam. Scientifically proven is usually a marketing scam.
And you want Weight Watchers, it does work because it's a caloric deficit, but do you want to be on the Weight Watchers diet forever?
No, you don't.
You don't know how many points everything has.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Did you say you don't want to be seen walking into there? That's rude. Look at those people getting themselves help. Oh, disgusting.
We always make... I know this is really bad.
It's but bad.
Down the street, there's a Crumble right next to a Curves.
Yeah, there is.
And I was like, man, whoever put that there is fucking genius. Because if I was like getting out of my car to walk into Curves and I smelled one of those cookies, you better bet I'm getting a cookie. And
that area is so dangerous. There's Crumble cookies. Mm-hmm. There's Papa John's, mm-hmm. And then across the street is the liquor store. Mm-hmm. It's like the trifecta.
The Holy Trinity.
Yes.
That's what they call it, the Holy Trinity.
Yes. It's like the most dangerous spot.
But yeah, that's all it is. Anyways, we were talking about Noom. This is really like sponsored by ADD, if anything. Like,
yeah, get on your pills today.
Adderall. It makes me feel like less of a fuck up. Anyways, I looked into Noom for a little bit because their advertising caught me, because their advertising was honest. They didn't show a fitness model. A lot of places, they'll show a fitness model, nice and fit. They'll have them gain 5 pounds to show a before picture, and it was totally deceptive. Noom was different because it showed people with normal bodies in a normal situation saying that they've achieved normal weight loss. Normal weight loss is about a pound a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. If anyone's telling you you're going to drop more than that, they're bullshitting you, or it's something you will not be able to maintain.
Actually, a lot of the food that you order, like where you can pre-order meals, the first couple weeks, what they do is they cut out a ton of sodium from the food, and you immediately lose that weight because you're not, your body's not retaining that water anymore because the sodium's bastards. Gone. So it does look like you lost 5 pounds, like super fast.
Those bastards.
Yeah, that's very stupid. Tricky.
So Noom is basically my fitness pal with a payment option. Noom is there to modify your behavior, and that's all it is. You go through this pretty lengthy intake where you answer a lot of questions through this questionnaire to figure out what type of person you are, if you're a compulsive eater, if you're a snacker.
Oh, I'm such a snacker.
If you're someone who eats just too large of a portion, and then they kind of just keep asking you questions throughout your day to keep your mind on what you need to do. So I only went through the questionnaire. I haven't used the app. But if you're struggling with MyFitnessPal and you need something maybe a little bit more intrusive, I think that's the word.
Yeah, more because of they're going to
bug the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I might check it out. I didn't because it costs money, and MyFitnessPal is all I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry if you came here for like a ton of magical tips and tricks. It's really just one thing. Yeah. All it is.
All right. Jen, are you ready for some segments?
Yes.
All right. What segments do you have?
I have them all.
You have all of them?
Yes. Okay, we're going to do the one up or game over segments first.
Okay, hang on. All right. So you have to like do your, or do you want to like tell them what the game up one over is about? Game over one up? Fuck, I did it.
You did it. The one up is when you have an, did you say wait?
No.
Oh my gosh, this is the worst fucking piece of shit episode. Anyway, game over or one up? Game over is when you failed at a parent parenting.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right. This is our one up or game over segment. Where we have either...
Or you want me to do it?
All right. This is... I have nothing to read.
This is our one-up or game-over segment. This is where you either have a one-up parenting moment. Damn it, Cody. Is where you have a one-up parenting moment.
No, stop. Okay, do it again.
No, this is too early now. Or a game over parenting moment.
No, you have to do the whole thing
over.
Oh,
fuck.
Damn, marker 14.
This is where you have a one-up parenting moment of the week or a game over parenting moment of the week.
That's the wrong one.
Cody just barely made the soundboard. There it is.
All of it's out of order. All right, I'll do it.
No, it's done.
No,
we gotta move
on. This is the part of the show where we share a one-up parenting moment or a game-over parenting moment. We kick your babies out of the room because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Go for it.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so my friend had a game-over. She went to her friend's house and she didn't bring the diaper bag for her 18-month-old because he already pooped. So why would you need a diaper bag?
Why wouldn't you bring a diaper bag?
Because he already pooped. So why would you need a diaper? Babies never poop more than once their whole life. Cody.
Is that like lightning never strikes the same place twice?
Exactly.
A baby never poops in the same
car.
Diaper
home.
Place?
Yep. So he pooped, of course, because that's what happens when they got to their house. So she put Maxie.
Does he poop every time they go to their house?
No.
Is it like Pavlovian?
Otherwise, she would have brought a diaper bag.
All right.
So she put a maxi pad on him, which doesn't hold in anything.
Did she put it on him or on his clothes?
On his pants.
Okay, because I know maxi pads have an adhesive side.
Very and an good.
Absorbent side.
Very good.
The absorbent side is for your pleasure.
No, that's close. And I have a game over and a one up. Do you have a game up? Fuck. Do you have one of those two things?
I have a one up and I'm not crying.
Ooh.
A combo.
Aw, precious.
Yeah.
You're doing so good lately. All yours are like wins.
Do you want me to do it?
Must feel nice.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Do all right, here. I'm going to play my intro I made for it. Okay, you ready? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This is the I'm not crying segment.
I'm not crying. I'm sweating through my eyes.
I have crippling depression.
All right. That's my favorite soundbite ever. I love it.
I have crippling depression.
So terrible.
When I said I was running late because I was playing around with the podcast stuff.
It was just this.
It was just this.
All right.
It was just.
I have crippling depression.
It's like this. It's the soundbite of my life.
From.
I have no idea. It was on this list of like 500 free, copyright-free sound effects.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, so there's this guy at my work. His name is Jim. This guy's an OG.
OG Jim.
OG Jim. He was a skateboarder back in California when skateboarding started. He was kind of hot shit. Like, people know him.
So now he's like 60?
I think he's in his mid-50s and he's still like fucking shreds.
Nice.
Like, it's cool. Anyways, the company Vans, who does his shoes.
I know who Vans is.
Okay. They donated a skate park to the Utah State Fair Park.
Oh, that's nice.
Really cool.
Thanks, Vans.
I had no idea. I guess they had like Tony Hawk there and they had all this stuff going on.
What?
Well, they decided they wanted to throw a community event together, and they picked Jim to be kind of the head of the nonprofit that runs the skate park. So he put together this event as like a beginner skate event and extended a personal invitation to my daughter because he knows that she has a penny board and she likes skateboarding. And so I asked her, and she was like, yeah, let's go. So we go out there. There's 100 people out there. It's packed. There's people all over, skating around, young and old. So she doesn't have a skateboard that she can ride. She just has a penny board. I don't know if you've seen those, but they're about as big as my cell phone, and they're not very safe. Have you not seen a penny board? In reality, they're probably about
18 inches. I thought they were like little fake
super
decorative.
Narrow, and they look fake as shit.
Yeah.
So she has one of those.
Why?
Because she wanted one for her birthday, and my mother-in-law felt like watching her break an arm.
So oh, okay.
She gave her one. So I gave her my skateboard, which is probably too big for her, and I'm like, look, helmet, pads, go rip it up. She's pretty shy when it comes to new situations. So she gets on the skateboard, and she's kind of putting around, kind of doing her thing. And this guy, Jim, decides we need to get some beginners in the bowl, so we're going to do what's called a toe dip session. So all the big kids out, just the little kids. So she drops down into the bowl. I hand her a skateboard, and she's kind of messing around. And one of the pros there's giving her some tips on, like, foot placement.
That's
doing this
cool.
And that. Really cool. So before we leave, I'm trying to get her to drop in. Dropping in is basically where you stand at the top of a ramp on the coping.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
And then you literally just drop in onto your skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So I tried to get her to do it that Saturday, and she just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Wasn't brave enough, right? That's fine. We leave. Sunday comes around. She's begging me to go back to the skate park. She's hooked. Okay, so she got hooked up with a bunch of cool swag on Saturday. She got like a Vans Velcro wallet. She made like a little ID for herself that says Skater Girl. So I was like, all right, let's go back out to the skate park. You know, I can't skate with her because I just had surgery. So I have to wait 12 fucking weeks. So we're out there Sunday, and it's all adults, and it's all guys. She's the only kid. She's the only girl. And they were all on rollerblades. But so these guys are kind of hogging the bowl. They're not letting her in there. We've been there for about an hour. So I tell her, I was like, okay, time's up. Let's go. And she's, Dad, I want to drop in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to drop in. So we spent about 30 minutes of this kid eating shit. Just crash after crash. A few of those she hit so hard, I had to like pause and ask her, you okay?
Wow.
She didn't cry. She kind of, you know, you made that face where you know that they're really hurt. Aww. And I was like, do you need a second? She's like, yeah. So she'd get on the board and skate around a little bit. But eventually, trial and error, she fucking dropped in.
Wow.
And everyone at the skate park was cheering for
That's
her.
That's so cool.
And she ran up and she gave me a big hug. And she is just hooked.
Aww.
And so this guy, Jim, he makes custom boards. So he's going to make her a custom skateboard.
Wow.
That's just for her.
That's cool.
So he's going to hook up with a local skate company and they're just going to hook her up hardcore.
That's really
cool.
So that
was my one up and I'm not crying.
All in one.
All in one.
I have crippling depression.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
So she's going through this phase again where she...
Which one is this?
Finley. When I go to give her a kiss or ask for a kiss, she goes, no, shakes her head, or no, and turns her head. And she always does it in this, like, this really cute, like, high pitch, no, like, oh, I don't think so. She never does, nah, you know, like toddlers usually do. It's just this, no. So I was trying to baby-proof the drawers down here, where all our DVDs are. She keeps pulling them out. She's figured out how to open them. So then she tries to pull out all the DVDs. So she's trying to baby-proof them, and she's trying to slam the drawer shut while I'm doing it. So I just kept saying, oh, come here, give me a kiss. And she would no and run away. And then I'd get to, like, do a couple, and then she'd come running back and try to say, oh, give me a kiss. And she'd no, and she'd run away. So I just kept offering to give her kisses to keep her away from my shit, and I was able to baby-proof it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love your kids until they run away.
Yep. What sucks is that it didn't even work and my husband had to reinstall them later. But
well,
that's another story.
I'd still call that a one-up.
Thanks.
Yeah, anytime.
It's a sad one-up.
That's not a sad one-up.
Kind of is.
Here you go. Is that better?
That is better.
Okay.
No, but I meant my one-up was sad, not the sound. But thank you.
I have crippling depression.
So, I also have a game over. There's these stupid fucking Pinterest. It's like these little foam board
like
things.
Like all of Pinterest?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, come on. There's these foam boards and it's like, oh, you can learn colors and you can like decorate the outside of these dollar store containers with like different colored like pink foam and pink balls and pink beads, and you just hot glue it all on there to like show different colors of pink
to
basically
who?
To the babies to learn colors. They're for me. I don't know my colors.
Yeah.
So then you can hold them up and be like, put all the blue stuff in the blue container, put all the green, and I can't get the fucking foam things to stay on the containers. And I spent like 2 hours making these stupid ass things.
What type of glue did you
use? I've tried hot glue.
Nope.
I've tried the plastic specific glue.
Nope.
I've tried just regular, you know, Elmer's glue. So I finally tried super glue. And I was reading on it and it says it takes 15 seconds to bond. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a minute and then hand it to my fucking 1.5-year-old baby and move on to the next one. So I do, and I turn my back on her, and then I start working on the next one, and then I turn back around, and it's off, and there's green shit super glued all over to her fingers, and it's like that hard plasticky like film on her hands, and she's like looking at it and like touching it against both her, like you could, it was just everywhere. So I called poison control because I didn't know what to do because I didn't think to Google it in the moment. And so they're like, oh, just soak it in warm soapy water, which is not super helpful.
Fingernail polish remover.
I didn't have the acetone one. Only had non-acetone, which says it won't work because I Googled it later. Yes. So I wish I had that. But anyway, so I called and asked that, and they're like, how old's your baby? And I say 20 months or whatever the fuck she is. Bad mom, I don't remember. She's okay. And then she's like, and what was your name? And what was the baby's name? And what's the zip code? And I'm like, okay, bye. And I already got off the phone because I'm worried that there's now a record out there with like someone in my zip code and my name. And now I can't. Now I'm scared to call poison control. Like she's going to swallow something and I'll be like, well, honey, I can't call poison control because there'll be another record. I'm sure there's some sort of government system. Yeah, I'm stupid.
Well, did you want to hear my my sound drop for What Did Your Kid Do Now?
Yeah, because I have a true crime.
Do you?
Yeah,
true
do
crime.
You?
I have no idea. How about this one?
What'd you do?
That's a good one.
There's shit everywhere.
That's a good one for you.
Why is it so
quiet? Get it? I made a joke. Wow. Shit. Your house.
this is the worst hour of anything.
Should we just not even publish this one?
Has put together. You know what? As a gift to our patrons, I'm going to put this out to our patrons unedited. I don't know if that's a gift.
I think that's a curse. I think that's like a please don't. That's like or maybe it'll be like, we need to send them money because they clearly need help.
I can't afford my medications. So
there you
I need all the help.
Speaking
game
of
over, man. It's game over.
ADD.
What are we going to do now?
True crime?
True crime.
What do you got? I don't know. You're going to try to do another fucking sound.
What happened, Jen?
Okay, so I was at the library and they have a pajama time. And it was, they have a pajama time at the library.
That sounds like the creepiest thing.
Hello, you come to pajama time.
Yeah, I'd like to apply to be the pajama time guy. Just got out of the clink.
It's the nice librarian lady.
I brought tons of maxi pads. Like I don't need any diapers.
She's like a grandma. Anyway. It's for 0 to 5 year olds, and they just like they sing songs.
Does anyone really refer to their kid as a 0-year-old?
No, but it's letting them know that they're welcome.
If you haven't been born, come on over. I'm a zygote.
I mean, like even little newborns can come. Fuck, I hate this whole episode. Anyway. We were doing the pajama time. We were listening to the story, and the kids just kind of run everywhere because they're crazy. And I turned to look at Steve for like 5 seconds, and Dina purposely sat by the door because her son constantly tries to run out, as does Finley.
He's got to change his maxi pad.
And I look back, and I'm like, "Where's Finley?" Steve's like, "Well, she's got to be." Here somewhere.
She's in the
and I'm like, she's gone.
Pajama time, Dave.
No, she's not. That's terrifying. And Dina, I was like, did you see her? And she's like, no, but she couldn't have got past all three of us. Guess what? She did. And I was running around the library trying not to yell in the library, but of course my heart's like going a million beats per minute. And I'm like, Finley, Finley. And she was over in like the far corner of the library playing with the train toys by herself, just having fun playing with the toys. And she somehow snuck past all three of us. Like, I swear she watched us and waited for that like split millisecond where we all happened to not be looking at her or the door. Like, she had to have known and escaped.
Such just made a break for it.
Yes. It's so scary.
Freaking kids.
She's going to do that in the grocery store one day, and then she's going to be gone forever because she's so cute.
She's going to be that kid driving down the street and then crash.
You just wanted to use that sound effect. This would be like my baby getting ran over. This episode's gonna trigger a lot of people. We got
this is
the fats,
the fats,
the moms paranoid about their baby, and then we're making fun of them running into the road and dying.
Pajama time, Dave.
We got pajama time, Dave.
I identify as a fat. Gay fat.
Just gonna offend everyone this episode.
Just a gay fat with a maxi pad in my pants.
I think we're done. I think we need to just stop.
Oh, well.
Please rate us, but not based on this episode. Rate us based on all of the preceding episodes and all the ones after this episode.
Well, folks, that's been possibly the worst episode we've ever recorded.
We apologize, but we still love you and hope that you found some value with our one and only weight loss tip.
Hey, Jeremy, I know you're listening. I love you.
Are you going to keep talking right now? It was Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe.
Head on over to your favorite podcast supplier and rate us. Give us 5 stars. Like us, share us.
Subscribe.
Comment. And drop us a line at hello@unqualifiedparenting.com. If you have questions, complaints after this episode.
Comments.
Or suggestions. Just let us know.
Or some Adderall.
And so we would like to thank you for listening and surviving another
fortnight of parenting.
Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese, with special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.